This is Unit 16 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Вибачте, Андрій Миколайович, ви не знаєте, коли пан Браун буде в Києві?
Знаю, Ірина Іванівна. Він вчора був у Хельсінки, сьогодні він у Москві і завтра він буде тут, в Києві.
А де він буде жити?
В готелі «Либідь».
Він раніше був на Україні?
Думаю, що був. Говорять, що він добре говорить по-українськи і добре знає Київ.
Listen to it again.
Вибачте, Андрій Миколайович, ви не знаєте, коли пан Браун буде в Києві?
Знаю, Ірина Іванівна. Він вчора був у Хельсінки, сьогодні він в Москві і завтра він буде тут, в Києві.
А де він буде жити?
В готелі «Либідь».
Він раніше був на Україні?
Думаю, що був. Говорять, що він добре говорить по-українськи і добре знає Київ.
Ask, do you know where he is? Ask it first with
«не»
and then without.
Ви не знаєте, де він? Ви знаєте, де він?
Remember, the word
«не»
is not obligatory, but it softens the request. Now answer, no, I don't know where he is.
Ні, я не знаю, де він.
Say, they know that he was in Odessa yesterday.
Вони знають, що вчора він був в Одесі.
Say, he thinks that she was in Moscow.
Він думає, що вона була в Москві.
Here's how to say together. Listen and repeat.
Разом. Разом.
Say together.
Разом.
How do you say this morning?
Сьогодні вранці.
Say, they had breakfast together this morning.
Вони снідали разом сьогодні вранці.
Here's how to say, we don't know. Listen and repeat.
Ми не знаємо. Ми не знаємо.
How do you say we don't know?
Ми не знаємо.
How would you say we're having dinner?
Ми обідаємо.
Say, we're having supper now.
Ми зараз вечеряємо.
Here's to live. Listen and repeat.
Жити. Жити.
Now here's the question. And where will he live? You're literally asking, and where he will live? Listen and repeat.
А де він буде жити? А де він буде жити?
Now you ask, and where will he live?
А де він буде жити?
Say, he will live in the hotel
«Либідь».
Він буде жити в готелі «Либідь».
Say, I will live in the hotel
«Дніпро».
Я буду жити в готелі «Дніпро».
Suppose you're the only one in your group who speaks Ukrainian. You have to clarify tomorrow's schedule. For that, you need to be able to say, we will. Listen and repeat.
Ми будемо. Ми будемо.
How do you say, we will?
Ми будемо.
Now you can clarify that schedule. Ask the guide, when will we have breakfast?
Коли ми будемо снідати?
Your guide answers, you will have breakfast at 8 o'clock. How does she say this?
Ви будете снідати о 8 годині.
Ask, will we have breakfast in the hotel?
Ми будемо снідати в готелі?
You will. Now ask, will we have dinner in the hotel also?
Ми теж будемо обідати в готелі?
The guide responds, no, you had dinner in the hotel yesterday. Say this.
Ні, ви обідали в готелі вчора.
Ask, and where will we have dinner?
А де ми будемо обідати?
The guide says, in a restaurant. Say that.
В ресторані.
If you're going to act as an interpreter, you'll need to be able to say, he says that, or she says that. Here's how to say, he says that he's a tourist. Listen and repeat.
Він говорить, що він турист.
In English, you can leave out the word that. The two expressions, he says he's a tourist, and he says that he's a tourist, mean exactly the same thing. But Ukrainians must always use the
що
word for that in sentences like these. Say, he says he's a tourist.
Він говорить, що він турист.
Say, she says she's a foreigner.
Вона говорить, що вона іноземка.
You probably recognize says as the same word you use to say either he or she speaks Ukrainian. Say, he speaks Ukrainian.
Він говорить по-українськи.
Now say, he says he's a foreigner.
Він говорить, що він іноземець.
Say, he says she will live in the hotel.
Либідь.
Він говорить, що вона буде жити в готелі Либідь.
Let's turn to numbers. Do you remember how to say 11?
Одинадцять.
Say 12.
12.
13.
13.
14.
14.
15.
15.
Guess how to say 16.
16. 16.
Now try 17.
17. 17.
Try 18.
18. 18.
Say 19.
19. 19.
Here's 20. Listen and repeat.
20. 20.
How do you say 20?
20.
From here on, the numbers become even easier because they build on what you already know. Here is 21. Listen and repeat.
21. 21.
Say 24.
24.
27.
27.
30.
30.
How would you say 33?
33.
Say 38.
38.
You're becoming well-equipped to travel around Ukraine without an interpreter. With your knowledge of numbers, you can now ask for and comprehend addresses, the numbers of buses and trains, phone numbers, and so on. For example, here's how you'd ask, "Is that bus number 12? Listen and repeat.
Це автобус номер 12?
The new phrase here is bus number, which sounds a lot like the English. Listen and repeat, bus number.
Автобус номер.
Ask, is that bus number 12?
Це автобус номер 12?
Most buildings, whether residential or commercial, are also numbered. Here is the word for building. Listen and repeat.
Будинок. Будинок.
Ask, is that building 15?
Це будинок номер 15.
The word
номер
may or may not be used with buildings. Suppose you're going to visit a friend in his apartment. You've just come up from the metro. Ask a passerby, "Excuse me, do you know where building 24 is?"
Вибачте, ви знаєте, де будинок 24?
Here's a very good way to ask for help in finding the address, flight, train, or bus you need. Do you remember how to say, I need?
Мені потрібний.
If you said,
потрібна,
you are also correct, for the form of this word depends on what it is you need. Say, I need building 4.
Мені потрібний будинок 4.
Say, I need bus 32.
Мені потрібний автобус 32.
Here's the word for apartment. It starts with a KV combination. Listen and repeat.
Квартира. Квартира.
How would you say apartment 12?
Квартира 12.
Have you noticed the feminine ending on apartment? Say, I need apartment 16.
Мені потрібна квартира 16.
Ask, is this apartment 17?
Це квартира 17?
Ask, where is apartment 23, please?
Скажіть, будь ласка, де квартира 23?
Say, I need building 4, apartment 14.
Мені потрібний будинок 4, квартира 14.
And how do you say, I need bus 24?
Мені потрібний автобус 24.
You're looking for a bus stop. Here's how you would ask, excuse me, is there a bus stop here? Listen and repeat.
Вибачте, тут є зупинка автобуса?
Did you hear the "а" ending on the word for bus? What you've really said is stop of the bus, with the "а" on the end of bus, showing the relationship between the two words, just as of the does in English. Now you say bus stop.
Зупинка автобуса.
Remember, you're really saying stop of the bus. There are several word endings in Ukrainian that indicate such a relationship. А, я, ю. Here's how you would say tram or streetcar stop. Listen and repeat. Stop of the streetcar.
Зупинка трамваю. Зупинка трамваю.
Did you hear the
you
on the end? Say again, streetcar stop.
Зупинка трамваю.
Say bus stop.
Зупинка автобуса.
Now imagine you're in a restaurant. Ask the waiter to give you a menu.
Дайте, будь ласка, меню.
And how would you say, show me a menu, please?
Покажіть, будь ласка, меню.
He brings the menu. You order borscht. Now you want to tell him that the borscht is good. Here's the word good or tasty used for food. Listen and repeat.
Смачний. Смачний.
Say, this is tasty borscht.
Це смачний борщ.
If you want to compliment the fish, you make a slight change because fish is feminine. Listen and repeat.
Це смачна риба.
Say, this is tasty fish.
Це смачна риба.
Say again, this is tasty borscht.
Це смачний борщ.
Here's how to say, this is good beer. Listen carefully.
Це смачне пиво. Це смачне пиво.
The word beer ends in an O, though it may sound like an A. Anyway, it's neuter, so the word for good or tasty has to reflect this. Listen and repeat.
Смачне. Смачне.
How do you say, this is good beer?
Це смачне пиво.
Do you remember how to say, give me?
Дайте.
Say, give me котлети, please.
Дайте котлети, будь ласка.
Do you remember how to say, I love or I like?
Я люблю.
Say, I like limonade.
Я люблю лимонад.
Here's how to say, I like fish. Listen and repeat.
Я люблю рибу.
Did you hear the ending? That happens to most feminine nouns when they're the object of a verb. That is, when you like something, or see something, or want something. Say, I like opera.
Я люблю оперу.
Say, I know opera well.
Я добре знаю оперу.
Say, he knows Kyiv well.
Він добре знає Київ.
Here's the word music. Listen and repeat.
Музика. Музика.
Say, I like music.
Я люблю музику.
Say, I like to read.
Я люблю читати.
You can even say, I really like to read. Say this.
Я дуже люблю читати.
That's good, because this unit of Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1 provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 16. We're going to concentrate on transportation signs now. Here again, recognition is enough. You do not need to memorize. Look at number one and read it aloud.
Автобус.
This word means bus. Now read number two.
Трамвай.
Number two is a tram. In some places they're called trolleys or streetcars, electrically powered and running through the city streets on rails. Read number three.
Троллейбус.
Number three is a bus, like number one, but it is powered by electricity from overhead lines. It is important to keep these various types of transportation distinct in your mind as you travel around a city in Ukraine. Number four means bus stop. Read number four.
Зупинка автобуса.
Read number five. It's a word you know.
Такси.
Number six means taxi stand. Read six.
Стоянка такси.
Number seven means metro station. Read seven.
Станция метро.
In the last lesson, you learned to read the sign saying, to the trains. Number eight is, to the taxis. Read number eight.
До такси.
Read number nine, which means, to the metro.
До метро.
If you're driving, you might want to follow a sign like number 10, which says, into town. Read number 10.
В місто.
If you travel by train or plane, you may spend time in a waiting room. Number 11 says, hall number 3. Listen and note how the abbreviation, which is indeed written with the N from our alphabet, is pronounced.
Зал номер 3. Зал номер 3.
Now read 11. Hall number 3.
Зал номер 3.
That same NO abbreviation is used for trains, planes, hotel room numbers, and so on. Read number 12, which says flight number 12.
Рейс номер 12.
Number 13 says, issuing of baggage or baggage claim. Read 13.
Багаж. Багаж.
If you should need help, look for either of the next two signs. Number 14 says, information. Read 14.
Довідки.
Number 15 says something like inquiry office, which is the same thing as number 14. Read number 15.
Довідкове бюро.
You may want to talk to the manager of a hotel, restaurant, store, or other institution. He or she may well speak English. A sign like number 16 tells you this is the manager's office. Read 16.
Администратор.
Number 17 says cafe. Read 17.
Кафе.
This is the end of Unit 16.